This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour report recorded on Wednesday, April 25th, 2018. I'm Mark Belanger. 5 years ago this week in 2013, a building in the Rana Plaza in Dhaka, Bangladesh, collapsed, killing more than 1,200 people, mostly young women, and injuring more than 2,500. The accident is considered the deadliest in the history of the garment industry. A report released after the accident showed that the mayor was guilty of allowing the construction of three additional floors on the factory building. The owners were accused of filling the extra floors with heavy machinery. They were also condemned for telling the workers to stay in the building, despite evidence that it was unsafe. Shortly after the building's collapse, labor unions forced clothing brands to sign an accord on fire and building safety. The agreement identifies and fixes building safety violations. I talked to Christina Hayavish-Clausen about the accord. Ms. Hayavish-Clausen is the sector director for the textile and garment industries for Industrial Global Union. I asked her who, besides the clothing brands, signed the accord.
The agreement is signed between Industrial Global Union, Uni Global Union, and our affiliated 16 federations in Bangladesh.
What has been the effect of the accord?
Well, I think there's been multiple effects of the accord, and maybe I start first in Bangladesh. I think one of the key things has been the progress that the accord has made with the factory owners and workers on having an 84% remediation of safety issues. Then I would say on another level, the accord has been quite successful as it's been the first agreement and a model of a legally binding global agreement between multinational companies and global unions, and that it's really shown this has been the most effective means to address workers' rights in the supply chain. So the work on the ground has been very tangible, but also in the global supply chain, setting forth a new paradigm.
You said the agreement is a legally binding arrangement between multinational companies and the global unions. How does that work?
Well, if you look at the agreement, it really spells out how companies are responsible within the accord to ensure that factory owners remediate identified hazards. So in this process, we have a dispute resolution settlement procedure that we've worked with and held companies accountable to their agreements. The ultimate adjudicator could be international arbitration.
I understand the original accord signed in 2013 is scheduled to expire next month in May. What will happen then?
Yes, the accord is scheduled to terminate in May, and it will be replaced with the transition accord. This is an agreement that we have negotiated with global brands, and currently there are 154 global brands that have signed the agreement. In 2013, we had 222 companies. Continue to believe that more companies will sign as we come closer to the expiration date.
Does the new agreement also include legally binding procedures for its implementation?
The agreement for 2018 maintains the legally binding framework and the commitment and transparency of the first agreement. When you ask about how is this actually done, this is a system of international arbitration that is done within the model law of international commercial arbitration.
Two major players in the garment brand industry, Walmart and Gap, refused to sign the accord that was negotiated by Industrial and Uni Global Union. Will they sign on to the new agreement that will be coming into force?
We would welcome them to sign the new accord because we really believe that workers and unions and factory owners working together on the ground can really make significant improvements. We would welcome their signature.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Radio Labor's newscasts are available on its website, Facebook, iTunes, union websites, and community radio stations. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Labor. I'm Mark Belanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.